final caller here. Welcome to the show, caller.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air.
I was really, you know, I'm a new listener to this Oracle Broadcasting Network, and I just, you're the second show that I turned into, and I was completely shocked by the garbage that has come out of your mouth.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Yeah. Keep listening. You need to get shocked more. All right, go to hell. Actually, you know what? I hung up on
it. You know what? I could report you to Benai Blith.
What's that?
I could report you. I could report you to Benai Blith. You'd be off the air right now.
My balls are falling off as you say that. I'm so afraid. Fuck you.
You're an ignorant asshole. You're an ignorant asshole. You don't know nothing.
Fuck you.
You don't know.
Said, fuck you, you Jew cunt. Oh, there I did it now. Oh, I said the forbidden word. Sorry for those out there that are offended by that word. I was using that word quite a bit last night on Pal Talk. It's still fresh in my mind. I got to make sure I don't use that so often because it slips off the tongue real easy if you use it too much. But hey, pal, fuck you and the camel you rode in on, okay? You and all your Jewish supremacist bastards are going straight to hell. You're pissed because you know that people are finally catching on to your propaganda. They're finally waking up to what the hell's going on. You bet your sweet ass they are. There's a grand scale awakening, and your little scheme for global domination is falling apart right before your eyes, and that's why you're shitting yourself, because you depend on keeping the goyim in deception, keeping them under the crushing weight of your lies and your propaganda. It ain't working anymore, asshole, okay? You're done. You're finished. Just like I told that bitch last night. It's over for you bastards. The whole world community. Oh, yeah, you got the politicians in your pocket. But it doesn't matter when multiplied billions of people around the world are waking up every day, far, far outnumbering and surpassing your phony sellout politicians. It's just a matter of time before people collectively wake up and kick your asses finally, once and for all. And when they get kicked, you will never ever rise again. It will be indelibly etched in the collective mind of humanity. I mean, real humanity. Gentiles, real human beings who reject Judaism and all of its bullshit, Jewish supremacist bullshit. It'll be fully, indelibly, and eternally etched in their minds that Judaism is the most evil curse that mankind has ever faced, and you will never rise again. I'll give you a few more seconds here. We got a few more minutes left in the show for entertainment purposes. Anything more to say, asshole? Oh, it looks like you already hung up. Hell, screw you. All right. Hey, what do you know? I haven't had a real scumbag caller like that for a long time. Just as well. Oh, they get my dander up, folks. But there you go. There you go. This is a classic example of what we're dealing with here, folks. You know, what's he arguing? That what I'm quoting from a Jewish website, is evil? I'm exposing their filth and that, oh, that makes me evil. Yeah, it's evil of me to expose their evil. Why? I should just keep my mouth shut and let them commit their crimes. I'm going to report you to Benai Barith. Jew Crime Central. screw you, you piece of shit. All right, guys. Well, what do you know? We got another 3 minutes here left. I guess I can cover a few more points here in my notes. Oh, I tell you, people like that really get my dander up. Ladies and gentlemen, let me state again, you really, really got to do this. I hope to see this happening around the country. Get a copy of that baby dick-sucking rabbi bitch with his death threat. You know, make a copy of it. Burn it on a CD. Get a bunch of your friends together, at least 10, 15, 20 of you. Go to your local FBI office and demand that this bastard be arrested. He's a terrorist. He's making death threats, folks. Take advantage of their phony-ass bitch laws that they've passed in the wake of 9/11 to arrest you as a terrorist if you question what the government does. You know, use it against these bastards. They're the biggest death threat makers, the biggest freaking terrorists on the planet. Take it to your FBI. Put them to task. Make sure they follow up on it. Of course, you know, 9 times out of 10, nothing's going to come of it. But nevertheless, if this starts happening on a grand scale around the country, folks, things are going to turn around. Things are going to change. They're going to have to, you know, they're going to realize, holy crap, man, this thing is growing. People are finally catching on here. What, you know, my God, man, Something has got to be done. To just sit back and do nothing and let these son of a bitches continue to friggin' sucker us into more of their phony-ass goddamn wars, in Iran and Syria? How much more are you going to let these bastards get away with, America? How much more? The stakes are way too high now to sit back and be a couch potato. We can't. So there's a good start right there. Make copies of that damn video. Burn them on a CD. Take them, with a bunch of your friends. Go to your local FBI office, guys. Tell them to start doing the job. If they're serious about fighting terrorism, there's a terrorist right there. Have that bastard arrested as a terrorist. Send him to frickin' Guantanamo. Anyway.